Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. The choir's here with Mr. Woods, their director, and I'm Aunt Carolyn here to tell your story. I must say it's a rather unusual one today, so stay tuned. If you would like a hint, you'll find it in Luke 11, 25 and 26. Those verses begin, "I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, whosoever believeth in me shall never die." Does that give you a clue? We'll see. But now, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. Here's a question for you, Bible Clubbers. First, I trust if someone hired you to work for them, you would do your very best. Giving your best to your job is of utmost importance, isn't it? Now, if someone hired you to do light housekeeping, what job would you do? Yes, you'd probably sweep the floor and make the beds and take out the trash and tidy up the house, wouldn't you? But if someone hired you to do light housekeeping, what would you do? Well, that would be a whole different story. You would have to climb dozens of steps up the spiral staircase to the top of the tall lighthouse and keep the huge, powerful light bulb clean and trimmed so that nothing would dull its strong beam. You'd have to examine the light's rotation wheel that makes the light sweep in a circle to be sure it was working perfectly to warn approaching ships of the dangerous rocks below. You'd have to maintain your strong binoculars and keep them close so you could look out into the foggy night for any boat that might be in trouble. You'd have to listen for any ship's foghorn that might sound through the fog. So your job in keeping the lighthouse would be far different from light housekeeping. The lighthouse is of extreme importance to the ship channel. Without it, there's no telling how many ships would crash on the rocky shoal and be lost at sea. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the true light of the world. He's the true lighthouse. He shines his light far and wide for all to see, and those who trust in his light will be saved from the rocks of sin and eternal destruction in hell. They can avoid the horrible rocks of destruction of sin in this life, dangerous rocks of lying and stealing and bad habits or bad reading or bad pictures that drown the mind in dirty thoughts. Oh, boys and girls, let the ship of your life look to the true lighthouse, Jesus Christ, for truth and direction and safety to keep you from the devil's destruction and turn you to salvation and righteousness in Christ. Think about that as the choir sings before story time. Story time. Today's story is Panic in the Bunny Nest. Widby came racing through the grass like his cottontail was on fire. "Puff," he cried, "you won't believe what I just heard. You'll never believe it." Just then Muff came loping through the grass, her ears straight up to hear what the excitement was about. "What's all the commotion?" Widby drew a deep breath and said, "There are some many people under the big oak giggling and saying that they're looking for rabbit eggs. They said every year about now they look for rabbit eggs. Not just ordinary eggs, but colored rabbit eggs." "Ah, it can't be so," Puff exclaimed. "I never heard of such a thing." Just then Mother Rabbit returned to her bunny nest in the hollow under the apple tree. She hushed her bunny family and calmly asked, "Now, what is this stir all about? Tell me." Widby answered first, because he's the one who heard it firsthand. "Mother, you won't believe it."
"I won't believe what? What are you talking about, Widby?"
"Well, those many people over by the oak tree."
"Many people? Widby, those aren't called many people. Those are children. They're the young sons and daughters of grown people."
"Oh, well, anyway, they were laughing and saying that they were looking for Easter eggs, colored rabbit eggs. Mother, do you lay eggs?"
"Oh, of course not, silly boy. Do I look like old Mother Hen? Chickens, turkeys, and birds lay eggs. Turtles and alligators lay eggs. Rabbits do not lay eggs, let alone colored ones. Did you ever see a pink or green rabbit? Do you think you were hatched and had to peck your way out of a shell? I should say not. Our Creator, God, made chickens to be chickens and rabbits to be rabbits. You were born in my nest, soft little bunnies, with your eyes shut and your baby ears flat to your head. And you were cute. The colored egg story is a hoax, an insult to our family."
"Well, why, then, would the many people, I mean the children, say such a thing?"
Mother wiggled her nose and thought. "It's hard to tell, but I think the grown people wanted to make up something fun to entertain their children. More than that, they wanted to turn children's minds away from the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, the true joy of Easter. The result is that they stole from the children the real story, the real truth of Easter.
The real story, Mother? Do you know the real story? The children asked.
Well, yes, it's a wonderful story of our Creator's love. After God created our animal kingdom, He created the human family, and He gave them an eternal soul that must live somewhere forever. God was so good to them, but they sinned against their Creator. Their disobedience cut them off from fellowship with God. They couldn't walk or talk with Him anymore. The eternal life that He gave them at creation became eternal death, separated from God. Because they sinned, all children are born sinners. Yet God loved them so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for their sin. The whole story is a miracle. God sent Jesus to earth as a little baby. He grew up in this sinful world. People hated Him, not because He was good, but because He was God, and they didn't want God to rule their lives. He allowed wicked men to nail Him to the cross on Calvary. He suffered and bled and died. But, my dears, He did not stay dead. On Sunday morning after He died, He rose from the dead, left the tomb, and is alive now.
That's amazing, Mother, Whidbey exclaimed. We can't speak the humans' language, but their children can. They should tell everyone the good news that Jesus is alive.
Yes, and that 40 days after Jesus came from the tomb, He rose from the earth, disappeared into the clouds, and ascended into heaven. He's there now, watching over boys and girls who repent of their sins and receive Him as their Savior. And someday He'll take them to heaven to live with Him forever. Oh, it's a wonderful story, and every word is true. That's what Easter's all about. Not bunnies and eggs and chicks or new spring clothes. Children need to know that Jesus Christ is wonderful, and those who trust Him will live with Him forever. Whidbey was so excited he burst out, well, as loudly as a bunny can burst.
Happy Easter, everyone! Christ is risen! He's alive! The Bible says so, and it's perfectly true!
And the bunny family settled back into their warm little nest.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.